So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to Vespasian, he says, being that the verse says that the Levonon, which is a reference to the temple, will fall in the hands of the Adir, the powerful one, and Adir we find elsewhere in Tanakh as a reference to a king, so we know that the temple will only fall in the hands of a king. God says the temple will only fall in the hands of a king. And so Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai tells Vespasian, being that you are about to conquer, being that you are about to conquer Jerusalem, must be that you are going to be the emperor. And that which you said, if you're a king, why haven't I come until now? So there are those powerful ones in Jerusalem that don't let us out. And that's why I have not yet come to greet you. And so Vespasian hears this answer, and he's pleased with the answer. And then he turns to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and says, if you have a barrel filled with honey, and there is a snake that's wrapped around the barrel, wouldn't you break the barrel because of the snake? So what he's in essence telling him, I understand that there are rabbis and sages in Jerusalem, and that you guys, really, there's nothing you can do about these powerful ones. But as far as us, the Roman Empire, is concerned, we have this barrel of honey, and there's a snake coiled around the barrel. So we don't have a choice. We're going to have to destroy all the Jews, destroy the temple, destroy Jerusalem, because of the snake, these powerful ones that are rebelling against us, that surround the barrel. And at that point, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai had the option of answering him or being silent. And it is one of those moments in Jewish history which the rabbis spend time discussing, what should Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai have done? Had he answered him, maybe he would have succeeded in convincing him not to destroy Jerusalem. Maybe he would have upset the Vespasian, maybe he would have gotten him riled up and angry, and he would have gotten nowhere. And Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai did not have time to think. At that moment he had to decide, is he going to say something or not? So Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai stood there in silence. And a later generation, Rav Yosef, one of the great rabbis of the Talmud, said about this silence that this was God causing Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to err. The verse says, Meshiv Chachamim Achor. The prophet Yeshaya says that God, when he sees the sins of the people, so it causes the wise men to turn back, V'da'atam Yisakel, and their wisdom becomes blocked, becomes foolish. So here, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai could have answered, what do you mean? Who breaks a barrel because of a snake? You bring along pliers, you bring a long set of tongs, you pick up the snake, and you kill the snake. But you don't destroy the barrel. Who would destroy a barrel in such a situation? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai views, Rabbi Yosef views Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai as having erred. But what was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai thinking? Was he silent the way Rav Yosef analyzed it, that God, because of the sins of the people, God caused Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai to lose his wisdom, that he didn't have the right answer? Or Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai also knew that the answer to this riddle is, you take the snake and kill it, but you don't destroy the barrel. Everyone knows that. Any person that ever owned something precious, if there was a snake around it, he doesn't say, oh, I gotta go kill the snake, let me destroy the barrel. No one would do that. But why was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai silent? Because sometimes when we have a verbal dispute, we can see that the person we're opposing is not interested in the truth, but rather in showing off their wisdom. And had Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered Vespasian, his answer would have won. But in essence he would have lost, because he would have just shown Vespasian how he outsmarted him. And so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, sizing up the situation, said to himself, I have nothing to offer Vespasian at this point, other than the feeling that he is accomplished. I gave him that feeling by calling him king. I told him that he would be king. And now, if I contradict him and I prove my point, then I will have lost. I'll have proved my point philosophically, but that doesn't mean he will accept it in action. Rather, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai thought, rather I remain silent, and Vespasian will feel like he won the argument. He's already laid siege to Jerusalem. He's on the verge of destroying Jerusalem. Let me give him the honor and I'll find favor in his eyes. And we will learn next time how, in keeping silent, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai really succeeded in finding favor in Vespasian's eyes, and as such, ensured the continuum of the oral law, the continuum of Yavne b'Chachameh. Bezrat Hashem, that's where we will pick up next time.